Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at VisionAware.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2013 with Jessica Olson. She is a community marketing manager for a service called Smart 911. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you for having us.
So what exactly is Smart 911?
So Smart 911 is a national service that gives citizens the opportunity to provide information about themselves, their families, and their households to 911 and emergency responders prior to an emergency happening.
Okay. What type of information might they give?
Any information really that they feel is necessary for their family or their household. So the categories that they can populate include things like all the phones, whether mobile, landline, or VoIP associated with their households, all individual family members, including rescue notes, medical conditions, medications, as well as all the addresses, home and work access points, and then also things like pets or service animals, vehicles, and emergency contacts.
Okay. So this information is, you go to a website and fill this out, and then how is this information conveyed to 911?
Sure. So you go to smart911.com and you create your own private and secure safety profile. It's then stored in our national secure facility. And what happens is any 911 center within the country that has Smart 911 installed, and we're in over 29 states at this point, when the call comes into 911, our database simply listens to all the incoming phone numbers and sees if there's a match within our database. If there's a match, we show the profile right on the dispatcher's screen when they answer the call.
Oh, wow. So it's available in a couple dozen states. I'm assuming you can go online and see who's supporting it.
You can go to smart911.com, plug in your zip code, and it'll let you know if it's activated in that area yet. The benefit of it being a national service is that it will travel with you. So if you are in a location anywhere in the country, such as Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Seattle, Washington, that does have the service, that profile is going to be available wherever you're calling.
So what specifically, well, you mentioned service animals, what specifically brings you to this conference dealing with disabilities?
So Smart 911 has been around in communities across the country since about 2010. And what we've learned through working with these communities is the great support and also the great need for communication within 911 for individuals with disabilities. Regardless of what the disability may be, there's always additional information that they want 911 to know about, whether they need special equipment to be evacuated from a home, or if it's a child with autism who has a specific behavioral trait that police need to know about.
Right.
So it's been a really valuable audience for us to work with as well as learn from, and really supportive in the communities where we are available.
Okay. So I'm assuming the service is free for individuals to sign up?
100% free for citizens. It's funded by the municipality.
What is the cost for a municipality to get it, or does it vary depending on the city?
It really varies. It's offered as a service, so it varies depending on the size of the 911 center and also the length of the contract.
Got you. So it ends up as a service that they can add to their existing...
Exactly. It integrates exactly into the existing 911 service. For the citizen, once you create your profile, nothing changes for you as far as placing a 911 call. You still dial 911 as normal.
So you would suggest that really, regardless of whether you have a disability or not, this is the type of thing that everybody really should fill out.
Absolutely. Even if at a minimum you put in your mobile phone numbers and link them to your home addresses, that's a lot more information than 911 currently receives on any incoming 911 call.
That's not going to confuse them if they see, like if I were to call in now, from a location that's not my home, they're going to see my address back, home.
Exactly. So really what the 911 center does, it doesn't interrupt existing protocols. So each 911 center will still ask you the same questions. They'll still ask you what the location of your emergency and who you are.
And they're going to see my via GPS. They're going to see that I'm not there.
Exactly. And what they'll do is they'll use the profile to confirm the information that you're able to give them verbally. If you're not able to provide something verbally, that's when the profile really plays a huge impact because they at least have more information that they
can. Or even if you just say there's a fire at my house and then they can see.
Exactly. They can see how many people are in the house that need to be evacuated. If there's pets that need to be evacuated, where the shutoff valves are for utilities, things of that nature.
Got you. Absolutely. So go ahead and give the contact information on the website.
Yep. It's smart911.com. It's a national website. It's free to all citizens. And anybody can go to the website right now, create a profile for free. And regardless of whether smart911 is currently active in your community or not, you can also find some valuable resources from a lot of our partners across the country, the communities that have Smart 911, as well as some disability groups and 911 information as well.
great. Smart911.com. So go check it out. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.